Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES, for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with myself. We're doing another solo episode. I appreciate all the praise on the previous solo episodes. They are a little challenging, but I'm excited to, you know, practice makes perfect. So thanks so much for coming along the ride with me. You saw the title already, and I'm going to teach you how at least I get out of a funk. And I'm really excited because I feel like this is something that we all struggle with. I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty positive, motivated girly, and there's several times where I'm in a funk, and sometimes I just can't shake it. Sometimes it'll be like a week, a month. Sometimes people even are in a funk or they don't feel like themselves for a year. So these are the practical, tangible tips that I like to take when I'm in a funk, no matter how big or small. I am really invested in prioritizing the little things in life. And I feel like that goes for the same as when you want to attack getting out of a funk. So the first thing I want to say is being in a funk means to me that I'm not my best self. I'm overthinking things. It's just something I can't shake. I don't feel like myself. So one of the things that I try and think of when I'm in a funk is, okay, I'm not feeling like myself. So what is the opposite of this feeling? What are my favorite feelings in the world, right? So I think start there and maybe write a list of all of your favorite feelings in the world. And then let's work backwards and see how we can achieve those favorite feelings again. Because being in a funk is one of my least favorite feelings. Like, no one likes being in a funk. I don't know. I personally don't. But I know what my favorite feelings are, so I like to work backwards. It's like, we're making a plan here. So some of my favorite feelings are, I wrote them down, having a great conversation with someone. Like, I love the feeling after I have just completely forgot about everything in the world because I've been so immersed in listening and talking to the person that's in front of me. I feel like having a good conversation, like, there's nothing like it. So that's one of my favorite feelings. Another one of my favorite feelings is after a workout, that sense of accomplishment, that sense of getting a sweat in. Like, there's nothing like it. Like, you physically having to move to sweat. It just, I don't know. It makes me feel great. Feeling productive. I love the feeling of feeling productive. That might be one of my favorites of all time, is feeling productive, feeling like I got a lot done. Similar to that, feeling accomplished. I love that feeling. You know, getting shit done. That's one of my favorite feelings in the world. Another feeling that I love is feeling satisfied after I watch a movie or after I read a book or after I watch a YouTube video. I love feeling satisfied, like, ah, that was worth my time, or ah, you know, that was a great end to a story. I don't know. It's just a great feeling that I love to have. I love also feeling inspired and excited about something. Being inspired is so fun because it feels like the world is truly your oyster. So I love that. I love that feeling. And then the last feeling that I thought of is feeling excited, or feeling like you can look forward to something. So once I thought of all my favorite feelings, I was like, okay, this seems a lot easier. You know, what do I have to do to get that feeling? And I suggest you do the same thing. If you're in a funk, write down your favorite feelings and we'll work backwards together. So these are the 10 tips of what I like to do to get out of a funk. Tangible, practical tips. And they ultimately will help me achieve some of my favorite feelings. So everything goes hand in hand here. The first thing is, get out of your current funk environment. So I feel like whenever I'm in a funk, I resort to my bedroom and I let things clutter and get gross. And I know this is a thing on TikTok. They're like my depression bedroom. Like, people say that, and then they'll show like their nightstand and it's filled with, you know, leftover cans and bottles and packages and snacks and things that, you know, it's just like trashed. It's filthy everywhere, right? We've all been there. We've all been a slob. And every time I'm a slob, it's usually when I'm like not in the right mind space. Something's going on. My mind feels cluttered and my personal space feels cluttered. And not to say that I'm like a clean freak, because I am nowhere near being a clean freak. But I think there is a difference between picking up after yourself and not being a slob versus being messy. Like, I would say I'm a messy person, but there is a side of me that comes out when I'm in a funk, which is me being a slob and being disgusting. And that is what we need to nip in the bud whenever we're in a funk. So if you're in that, you know, depression, slobby, nasty tornado room and you're resorting to that because that's what's comfortable and that's all you think you want right now with a pint of ice cream, because I've been there too, I highly suggest ripping off the Band-Aid, putting on some leggings and a tank top or whatever you need, and getting the fork out of your current funk space. So if that means we're starting small and we're moving to the living room, by all means, do that, or moving to the kitchen or whatever it is. But I highly suggest, you know, really ripping off the Band-Aid and getting out of your apartment, your house, your studio, whatever the fork it is, get out of that, period. So if that means you're going to go out and about and you're just going to walk to the closest drugstore to pick up your prescription, if that means you're going to just go for a drive, if that means you're going to go for a bike ride, I don't forking care. All I have to say is every time I just walk out of my apartment, there is a sense of like, ah, okay, there's way bigger fish to fry in the world. I am so small on this earth. I think of that TikTok. Everything I think of is relating to TikTok. But you know that TikTok when it's like, ooh, does he like me back? And then it like zooms out to like the earth, and then it zooms out to space, and it's like nothing really matters, is what it's saying. So I don't know. I feel like stepping outside of your bubble and being like, whoa, there's so much else going on. You know, whatever I'm spiraling or funking about isn't that big of a deal. Sometimes you run into someone who makes you smile. I love walking to a CVS because I don't know. CVS is like my safe space. I feel like I can always go there. Even if I don't need anything, I can buy something that gets me excited, whether it's makeup wipes or a new drugstore product, or I like normally need something, whether it's toilet paper, freaking toothpaste, deodorant, like all the things, medicine, Advil, picking up my prescription, Keurig cups, like you name it, I've bought it at CVS. So I like to go to CVS, and I normally like to just be really nice to the cashier, the security guard, like things like that, the pharmacist, and seeing just another human smile because I'm smiling it's crazy how much that makes my day a little bit better. So I don't know. I highly suggest, that's my little tip, is get the fork out of your funk space for 15 minutes. Just be like, you know what? I'm going to get out of here for 15 minutes, and you'll be surprised by how much you feel like you can accomplish or how much you are in your own head. Just like getting out of that space, it just helps me. So that's my first tip. My second tip is to go for a walk and exercise. So these are kind of like two separate steps, but I'm putting them into one. First thing is going for a walk. I know this is like everyone says it and it's so cliche, but it is true. Like every time I go for a walk, specifically outside, not at the gym on a treadmill, specifically outside, walking around, seeing new things, being out around people, being in the sunshine, getting vitamin D, something about it hits different. I don't know if this is just a me thing. Actually, you know what? It's not. I know everyone feels great after a walk. Whether you're in nature, you're in a big city, like go out, get off your phone, and, you know, throw in your AirPods or your headphones or whatever, and put on a podcast, put on a playlist. One of my favorite Spotify playlists that I have is called Slay Mama Summer. I make playlists all the time. It's like one of my passions. And I don't know, it has an array of fun, groovy, random AF songs. I guarantee you it'll make you feel a little bit better, put a little pep in your step. And start small with the walk. Like maybe your goal is to get hit 1 mile. Okay. Sometimes I like to be a little overachiever and I like to challenge myself to 3 miles or 6 miles. Okay. That's pretty much about as far as I will go. 6 miles. That's a lot of miles in my head. But going for a walk, every time I do it, I'm like, I'm so glad that I did that. Hits so much different too than just going to like a treadmill in your gym. Something about being outside, being around people, seeing something new, seeing what's going on. I live downtown LA, so there's always something going on, which I love. One thing I'm envious about others, which probably a lot of you have the privilege of doing, is being around like trees and, you know, going in a path near a park and grass and stuff like that. I feel like being downtown, I don't really get that nature fix as much, but there is a lot going on, which is really fun to be out and about, being the hustle of it all. But if you are near nature, if you're near a path, if you're near a park, whatever it is, I highly recommend going for a walk there. It's just, it's science. Like being outside, getting outside, for some reason helps your mental state. And not only that, but it also helps you physically. Walking is one of the best forms of exercise you can do, period. It's like been proven over time. It's really good for your joints. It's really good for your body. Low impact workout. Of course, hot girl walks are like taking the world by a storm right now. We all know. But going for a walk gets me out of my comfort zone and it makes me have time to think to myself. I'm not on my phone. And then it leads to me being inspired because then I'm thinking of ideas, I'm watching other people, I'm getting inspiration. Something about it just hits different. Another thing in regards to going on a walk is I think it's really fun to track my miles because, I don't know, I'm a crazy person and I like to have this app called Strava. This isn't a brand deal or anything, but I use this app called Strava and I follow all of like my friends from Indiana and they follow me. So every time they work out, I like see when they went on a walk or I see that they went on a bike ride or whatever the case is. And it's really fun to like, I don't know, see their stuff because it motivates me. And when they like give me a little thumbs up on my walk, it just makes me happy. So I definitely recommend having you and your friends download that app. It's really fun. My advice to someone that is an avid walker, you're like, TK, I hot girl walk every forking day. I hear you. I get you. My advice for you then, if you're in a funk and you're already going on your hot girl walks, this time drive somewhere new and go to a hot girl walk spot that you've never been to. So whether if you're in California, you know, maybe drive to the beach and walk there. Maybe drive to Runyon Canyon and do a little hike. Drive to a different park. Drive to a different part of town. Drive to a different neighborhood that you love to look at the houses in. Something as small as that can really help. And I don't know, just I feel like a sense of accomplishment after I do a walk and also get myself to do something new. And I feel accomplished because I'm like, wow, I did that all by myself. Another thing you can do on walks is call a friend. I do that all the time. I call a friend, I call my family members, especially if I'm feeling like a little bit unsafe. Sometimes downtown LA, it's just like a little sketch in some areas. So I always am calling people and it makes the walk go by so quickly. That is one thing I want to note is that if you do have any headphones at all, especially like the big ones, I know the AirPod Pro Maxes are like really in right now and like the Bose ones and Sony ones or whatever. If you have those headphones, please, for the love of God, do not put on the noise canceling feature and put your music or podcast or whatever the fork you're listening to on like level two, because the last thing I want is to like promote you going on a hot girl walk, you being in your groove and you getting abducted. Okay. We need to be safe on our hot girl walks. Every time I'm on a hot girl walk and I'm wearing the big headphones, it's literally on one or two because I need to be aware of my surroundings. Believe it or not, the Apple ones, like if you have it on volume one or two, you can hear like everything still, which is great if you're on a hot girl walk. So I definitely recommend that. The only time I put my noise canceling feature on is basically when I'm on a plane, or maybe I don't even do this, but sometimes I guess on the treadmill when I'm in like the comfort of my own gym. But other than that, I definitely recommend, you know, keeping the volume low or being on the phone with a friend, because I want you to be safe when you're walking because it is scary. And I don't know, I feel like others like to go after girlies that like aren't paying attention, aka have their headphones on and are like fantasy dilly dally hot girl walk land. So be safe when you're going on your hot girl walks, but they do really help you get out of a funk. Now, my advice is if you're not the exercise girl, you're like, TK, no, I'm not a hot girl walk person. I don't like to work out, whatever, right? I don't like to go to the gym, because that's obviously a tip is like, go to the gym, get a good sweat, and that's going to make you feel good. My advice is to hot girl walk to something. So find a coffee shop that's like a mile away from you and walk there. Right. So then you're feeling productive because you're walking and then you get to get your coffee and then you walk back to your car, which is a mile away or whatever. You know, walk to your favorite lunch spot. Whatever it is, whether it's a 10-minute walk or an hour walk, trust me, it helps. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 hard challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com. Tip number 3 is so simple. All of these are so simple, but I really think they're effective. And they're simple for a reason, because they work and everyone uses them. Number 3 is try something new. So I feel like we get really stuck in our routines. At least I do. I'm like, I have my go-to restaurants. I have my go-to coffee shops. I have my go-to friends. I have my go-to everything, right? And my go-to outfits. It's great to have something as your go-to. That's like the best feeling ever, is be like, oh, this is my favorite A, B, and C. But our brain loves it when we try something new. And it's really important to utilize that and get yourself out there, get yourself out of your comfort zone, because you're never going to find a new go-to restaurant if you don't try something new. You're never going to push your boundaries or be well-rounded unless you try new things. So that's something I've been trying to do lately, is get out of my comfort zone and try something new. This could be as simple as like cooking a new recipe, right? I've been really into cooking lately, so I've been trying new recipes, and it absolutely helps me feel that sense of productivity and accomplishment, because afterwards, I feel like, wow, I just did that. I went to the grocery store all by myself. It gets you out of your house. It checks off one box, gets you out of your house. It makes you try something new, and you feel that productive, accomplished, satisfied feeling when you're done. And then you're also being productive because maybe you make a big batch and it lasts you for your lunches, for work, for the rest of the week. Or you have extra, so you go give it to your neighbor or whatever. And that makes you feel good too. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. Helping someone out, surprising someone, making them smile, that always helps me get out of a funk too. So I definitely recommend trying to cook a new meal, try a new recipe, meet a new friend. Maybe for a while you've been internet friends with someone and, you know, take the plunge and ask to meet them in person. Or ask to FaceTime them. Or maybe you met a guy on a dating app. Go on a date. There's so many ways to meet new people, like out and about, at a workout class. That's another thing, is like go to a new workout class that you've always wanted to try. Most of the workout classes too, at least in LA, the first class is usually free or it's like very heavily discounted. So I definitely recommend doing that. Try a new hobby, try a new activity. Lately, I've been really into pickleball. And I've been wanting to get more into it. I have yet to like fully play in LA for a long time. I just played in Arizona, but I want to continue my pickleball fantasy, my housewife fantasy. So, you know, the first step of action is me finding a friend to play with, booking the court, and buying some paddles on Amazon. It's really simple. Another hobby that I've really gotten into lately is coloring. It's so silly and it sounds stupid, but it definitely helps me get off my phone. I feel like this thing, I'm holding my phone up. If you're not watching me on YouTube, definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel. This phone is like basically the root of all my funk problems. I will spiral looking at comments. Sometimes I will just pointlessly scroll and that doesn't do any good. And then if I'm in a bad mood, I like build up resentment because I'm looking at all the fun people are having on social media when they in reality they're not having that fun. And then I tell myself, why am I not doing that? And I beat up on myself, or why is she so pretty? Stuff like that. Yeah, I feel like this is the root of all evil. Not really, but like low-key sorta. And anything to get off my phone, I feel like is a productive hobby. So yeah, those are some things that I've been trying that are new to me. I just started actually reading for the first time in like forever. I'm reading The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. It's so fucking good, but it makes me feel so good and so accomplished. So yeah, find a new hobby, write down things you've always been interested in, and then work backwards. See, okay, how do I get to that place? And it's usually way more simple than you think. Taking action is just all you need to do, a little bit of action. So yeah, try something new. That's number three. Number four is, I already kind of said this in the try something new, but it was meet new people. I feel like for me lately, I have totally been in this comfort zone bubble of friends, which, don't get me wrong, I forking love my friends. They are ride or die. I swear by them. I love them with all my heart. But sometimes I get in a funk and I don't know. I think there's something about having a new fresh energy of someone that doesn't know you and you can present yourself to them in a whole new way. You know, the new version of you is really exciting and it helps. And maybe it'll give you a new fresh perspective that you've never gotten from your current friends. And I think there's nothing wrong with, you know, being a floater, having multiple different types of friends and different friend groups. Of course, I have my best friend, ride or die people, but it's nice to have different perspective every once in a while. People in my life that don't have the same job as me. People in my life that don't have the same interest as me. People in my life that weren't raised the same way as me. I think it's important to have different perspective, like a fresh new perspective, because it gets me out of my crazy funk spiraling head. Another thing I love about meeting new people is you have to listen, because I feel like sometimes with my friends, I know them so well, I like let things go over my head. I'll be like on my phone. You know, there's nothing better than like a friend where you don't have to drain your social battery. Don't get me wrong. Like I love when just sitting on a couch with a friend, we don't have to do anything. We don't have to say anything. We're just like happy to be in each other's presence. But I will say there is something about meeting someone new for the first time and you actually have to have your full attention on them and be focused and listening, or else that's just embarrassing. Like you're going to half-ass, like not listen. And then this person that just met you for the first time is like, wow, this girl's such a bitch. So meeting new people, I think, is really, really good. And the worst that can happen is you're like, okay, I don't need to hang out with them again. But it gets you out of your own head. And what if they inspire you? What if they piss you off so much that it inspires you? You never know. So I definitely recommend meeting someone new. Number five is, some of you aren't going to like this, clean chores and get rid of shit. So, like I said earlier, a messy mind is a messy space. I really do believe that your space reflects your mind. And this is coming from a non-clean freak. Like, trust me, I have my messy side. But I think there is a difference between being disgusting and being just messy. One of my favorite things about cleaning is that it is one of the most immediate senses of accomplishment and productivity. It's literally you seeing a mess and you cleaning it up and putting it away and everything being clear after that. It is like the most, it's one of, in my head, one of the most effective ways to just feel instant gratification. So I recommend starting off small. I used to be one of those people that would wait till my entire house was an absolute pigsty. And then I would be like, okay, I need to clean. And then I would need to clean for like 3 days straight. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you're not feeling yourself. You're having trouble focusing, you know, take 20 minutes, take 15 minutes, 5 minutes, put on your timer, see how much you can get done. And it's instant gratification. It's immediately you feel better because you're doing something somewhat productive. You can physically see the change. So I know that sounds so small and silly, but it really does help. If you want to take it a step further when it comes to cleaning, I recommend like cleaning out your drawers, cleaning out, like making it a project. If you're like really feel like your whole house or your mind is cluttered, like try and attack the pantry or try and attack your dresser or your closet or the drawers underneath your bathroom, like whatever it is, that is like bringing it to the whole next level. Like spring cleaning is a thing for a reason. Like it makes you feel good, makes you feel fresh, new start. Get rid of stuff. Poshmark it, donate it, whatever the case is. Clean out something if you really feel like you need that, because I always feel good after I have a nice, clean, fresh, new space. And sometimes it's fun, like make it fun, like, you know, order fun new containers to organize on Amazon or organize your spices. Like sometimes it just is a fun thing to do. So, you know, kill two birds with one stone, FaceTime a friend while you're cleaning out your closet and boom, you'll instantly feel better. I promise. Speaking of FaceTiming a friend, that's number six. FaceTime a family member or a friend, you guys. And I'm not just talking about your friend that you always call every single day. Of course, they're going to make you feel good no matter what. But what I really challenge you to do is FaceTime someone that, you know, isn't in your regular call schedule. Maybe FaceTime your grandma that you don't talk to on a daily basis. I guess the key is FaceTime someone that you don't call on a daily basis. Maybe it's your childhood friend. Maybe it's your high school friend. Maybe it's, you know, an old teammate of yours. I don't fucking know. Just whoever comes to mind while I'm talking right now that you think of, oh, I haven't heard from them in a while. I would love to hear how they're doing or whatever the case is. Give them a call. You don't even need to like schedule it or text them. Just like I challenge you to out of the blue, call them, see what happens. You'd be surprised how good you'll feel afterwards. I don't know. Something about it just always makes me feel good. It really is silly and cheesy, but like calling someone randomly is so sweet. And knowing that you calling someone will potentially make their day. I feel like there's been so many times when I call someone random and they're like, you literally just made my day. Like I was having such a bad day. Like, thank you so much for thinking of me. That makes me feel good. I don't know if that's just me thing, but it truly does. So I definitely recommend getting out of your comfort zone, calling someone you haven't talked to in a while. Maybe you can rekindle something. Maybe you can bond over a new hobby you guys both started and you didn't even know about. Maybe you guys can both bitch about how much you didn't like the last season of Game of Thrones. I don't know what it is, but it's good for you. It gets you out of your head. It gets you off social media. And it's fun. It's a fun little challenge. Another thing I recommend if you're really going through it is don't be afraid when you do call this person or call anyone or FaceTime someone is to simply ask for help. There's been times where I have been in a funk and I call my mom and I'm like, you know what? I had a bad day, or I'm really anxious right now. Can you just talk to me? And it's okay to say that. It's okay to be like, hey, I'm in a funk. Like, and then my mom knows, like, all right, that's what people in your life are there for, is to help you when you're not in rainbow butterfly land. And also, everyone wants to be the friend that you call when you need help. You know, there's never a time where a friend like reaches out to me when they're vulnerable and not feeling good, and I'm like, ugh, that was weird. I always feel so honored. I'm like, oh, out of all their friends, like, they went to me because they feel so comfortable and like they feel like I can help. Like, that makes me feel so good inside. So I guarantee you they will feel the same when you reach out to them. So don't be afraid to be like, hey, you know, brother or whoever I'm calling, like, I am not in a good mood right now. I'm going through a funk. I just can't shake it. Is there anything you can say to me that will help me or whatever? You'd be surprised what they can come up with. Or even if you just get one good laugh, it'll make you feel better, I promise. Number 7 is journal. Again, straight to the point, but write it the fork out. I feel like every time I write out what's actually bothering me, it makes me feel so much better. Even if it's just like a half a page, or if I write it in a list of things that are bothering me or things that I want to accomplish or whatever it is, it just makes me feel better. Something about getting it out and then reading it and being like, okay, that's not that bad. Or, okay, I can fix that. I feel like there really is a lot to getting your thoughts out, and instead of letting them spiral, being able to see them on paper. Now, if you're not in the mood to like write out your feelings, or maybe you're going through something really intense and you're like, TK, I can't write this out in a silly little journal right now. Like, I'm going through way bigger, badder, traumatic things, right? One thing you can do that still I feel like feels good and gives you that sense of accomplishment that I've been doing lately is write lists. So lately, I have been challenging myself. I just looked up on the internet. I was like, things I can make lists of or something. I don't know where I found it, but you know what? I'll try and post it on my Instagram and highlight it so you guys can reference it. Definitely follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls. But right now, I'm in the process of writing down a list of my favorite all-time movies. And then, hold on. You know what? I'll just list them off on here. It's such a fun exercise. It feels like low-key, kind of like I'm in school. I don't know what it is about it, but I love doing it. I feel like also as I get older and become an adult, there's so many more options in the world that I like forget what my favorite things are or what makes me happy. And this like list thing has really helped me. Okay, it says 25 lists to make. 1, destinations you want to travel to. So make a list for that and write it out. Not even in your phone. I mean, you can do it in your phone. I'm a notes girly. I use the notes app on my phone all the time. But I highly recommend getting a journal because it just hits different. And make it a whole excursion. Be like, today, this Saturday, I'm doing nothing, but I'm going to walk and get my coffee and then I'm going to go to Staples or wherever it is. You get your journals, Target, Staples, I don't know. And I'm going to pick out a really cute, aesthetic, fun, funky, groovy journal, whatever your style is. And I'm going to pick out some fun gel pens to go with it. And this is going to be my list book. And make it your fun little ride or die list book. So lately, these are some of the lists I've been making. Destinations you want to travel to. Career goals. That can be its own list. Important staples to add to your wardrobe. This is something I've been trying to change actively. But so, like, I feel like once you write it on a list, it's like, okay, I can achieve that. Like, what's the first thing I want to buy? If I'm going to go to Zara, like, what would actually be practical versus what's just going to sit in my closet? Things you are thankful for. I always, anytime I'm like really down bad, I'm always writing down like things I'm thankful for, things I'm grateful for. I don't know, something about it just like it helps my mind ease. Important dates. So like birthdays, anniversaries, etc. Restaurants near you or like your favorite restaurants in your city. Favorite quotes, books to read, personal health goals, mental and physical, movies to watch, TV shows to watch. Not only do I have a list for both of those of what I want to watch, but I also have a list of like my favorite TV shows of all time. And I have them categorized by the streaming platform. And it's so fun when my friends ask me for recommendations now, because I literally send them this entire insane organized list and they're like, wow, TK, I'm so impressed. This is amazing. It's actually crazy, like, how much my list has made others happy. Recipes you want to test out, things you want to do in your own town, landmarks you want to see, things you want to update around your house, gift ideas, budgeting expenses, DIY projects, bucket list, bands you want to see live, cleaning to-dos for your house, things you're proud of that you have accomplished, your favorite memories, skills you have, or skills you want to build. So that's just a few list ideas you can do. But if you're not in the mood to like journal out your actual feelings or like, you know, be emotionally available with yourself, I get it. I've been there. Start small. Start with your favorite TV list. You'll be surprised how fun it is. Trust me. Okay. Number 8, treat yourself. It's obvious, right? It's like, you knew I was going to say it on this list. Like, go to your drugstore, go to CVS. I'm like obsessed with CVS. Please, CVS, give me a brand deal. I would love that. Go to CVS, get yourself a sheet mask from the Creme Shop. I think it's literally $4. They're my favorite sheet masks. Or get the under eye jellies. I think those are like $3. Go to a CVS, get one of those things, right? Then go home, draw a bath. If you don't have a bath, go to your local grocery store or wherever, get some eucalyptus, hang it on your shower, put some essential oils at the bottom of your shower, get it really hot, get the steam going so then the essential oils are going. Like, pretend you're in a spa. Pretend if you were going to have a guest over and they thought they were going to have the most epic spa experience, how would you transform your place into a spa? If that doesn't sound fun to you, you know, do something else that's similar. But treat yourself, whether you want to get your nails done, if you want to paint your own nails, if you want to treat yourself to buying a nail kit on Amazon, something fun that you've always wanted to do, and just pamper yourself. Do more than what you do on a daily basis. You'll feel good after. Get some Epsom salt, do a little nice bath, read while you're in the bath, do a meditation on the Calm app or on YouTube. There's so many that are free. Yeah, slay. Treat yourself. It's fun. And make it a thing. My biggest recommendation is have something to look forward to, like make it a thing. Plan it like the week before. So today is Tuesday, plan it for this Saturday and be like, you know what? I'm off the grid. I'm in my own oasis, in my own apartment. It's going to be epic. And maybe you even film your own little aesthetic spa TikTok and you don't even upload it, but it was fun to film. It was fun to be aesthetic. Like, you know, do your own fun thing. Like, do something new. Do something you've always wanted to. Make it your own oasis. Number 9 is get some work done. So this like really applies to me because I thrive off of productivity. And for some reason, I know this is like not your typical advice when it's like how to get out of a funk. It's like, oh, go work. But for me, getting a little bit of work done just makes me feel productive and accomplished. And I'm just trying to feel something that is fun and good and makes me feel good right now. So if that means work, slay. I know some of you are going to relate to me though, because y'all are Making Moves listeners and y'all are crazy about work too. I know this isn't just a me thing. So my advice is just start small. If that means, okay, you can't do anything the whole day, you can't get out of bed, but the one thing you can do is answer a few emails. The one thing you can do is start a project, get ahead on something. For me, that makes me feel good. For me, like getting a video up, doing a thumbnail, stuff like that makes me feel 10 times better. So I just had to put it on there because truly that is one of the things that gets me going. Is like the key though is to only have one goal from work, one big thing you want to accomplish or one small thing you want to accomplish. Because if you put too many things and then you hardly get any of them done, that makes me feel worse. So just have one thing on your list that like, if I get this done, I'm going to feel like $1 million. Like literally write that down and be like, all I have to do is this one thing. And then when you do it, you're like, holy shit, I got that done. What else can I get done? You'd be surprised how helpful it is. And then the last thing is, you're already doing it, bestie. You're already doing it. Listen to a podcast or, you know, immerse yourself in a new movie, immerse yourself in a new show. And this is not resorting back to your funk show. I know we all have a funk comfort show that we go to. Mine is like Gossip Girl. I feel like Gossip Girl is a lot of people's like go-to. I'm in a funk. I'm not in a good mood. I want to go watch Gossip Girl and indulge in ice cream. We've all been there. I've done that. I still am going to do that. But what I challenge you to do is start like a new series, start a new movie you've always wanted to watch. So you really have to have all your eyes and ears focused, or listen to a new podcast that, you know, you've never listened to. Or, you know, go back to your favorite podcast that you one time changed your life to and you sent to a friend because it was so good. Like, go back and listen to that, because that will hit different. I swear, every time I listen to a podcast, I always learn something new and I always feel accomplished and so productive afterwards, because I'm like, wow, I just learned so much while I was also simultaneously cleaning, you know, or doing my sheets or whatever the case is. That's another thing. Do your sheets. Clean your sheets and clean your duvet and put it all back together. That feels really good. Also, lately, I have been watching the Pirates of the Caribbean, and I've always wanted to watch them, but I never have. And I just was like committed to it. I was like, you know what? The next three times I have time to actually watch a movie, I'm going to watch this. And I felt so good afterwards. I was like, wow, I really did that all on my own. It's so stupid, because it's like, oh, whoop-de-doo, Taylor. Like, you watched a movie, right? But to me, it felt like such a big deal because I was so far behind and everyone had already watched it. And, you know, no one wanted to watch it with me. And it was just like a thing. And I did it because I wanted to myself, and I felt good afterwards. And now I can like chime in on conversations when people are talking about Johnny Depp. So slay. Oh, lately I just restarted Real Housewives of New York, because I don't know, something about the Real Housewives is so funny to me, and I love having it on in the background. So I definitely recommend maybe starting a new series or something like that. It really helps me. That's just my personal hot take on that. Anyway, I hope one of these tips can help you get out of a funk. If you're in a funk right now, I mean, you probably are because you're listening to this, but one thing I want to reiterate is this is just a season for you. And this could be literally a couple of days. This could be a week, or maybe this is you're in your, you know, 3 months of this funk and you feel like I can't get away. One thing I want to remind you is, you know, in 5 years is whatever you're worried about or whatever you're sad about really going to matter. Every time I really think about that and think about that TikTok where, like, you know, you're zoomed out and you're in space and you're looking down on all the millions and billions of people in the world, and is what your little old you actually worried about? Is that worth worrying about, or worth spiraling over, or worth being sad over, or worth not living your life to the fullest over? Because I guarantee it's a no. Allow yourself to, you know, have no longer than a week, let's say, you know, give yourself 1 to 2 to 3, maybe a week worth of days, and be like, after this week, this is when we're going to rip the Band-Aid off and we're going to go on the first walk or take one of these steps. Start small, and I'm excited for you. You're going to get out of this, and it's fine. We've all been there. We've all been in a funk. FaceTime a friend. You'll be surprised. I hope this helped you a little bit, and definitely DM me if you try any of the tips. I would love to know, and follow Making Moves on Instagram. We are going to be making a TikTok soon, so please follow when it comes out. Definitely follow me on TikTok at TK's Juicy Pulse so you don't miss when the Making Moves TikTok comes out. And subscribe to the channel, because I see that a lot of you are being fake out there. I'm stealing Lauren Giraldo's word. A lot of you are being fake out there and aren't subscribed to the YouTube channel, but you're still watching it on the YouTube channel. I see it in the analytics. So please subscribe, and I appreciate you all so much. You're going to get out of this. Tomorrow is a new day, and be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.